And at this time in our fall sports preview, visiting with Mike Kojal, head coach of the Twin Loop football team. Well, Coach, you've been at this for a while, but I'm sure there's still excitement when you get ready to welcome the kids in and move into fall camp.
Oh, yeah, it's still fun. I guess I wouldn't do it. I'm the age where I don't have to do it anymore. I choose to do it, and I really am enthused about this season and the group of young men I have to work with.
Coach, I have to ask you a little bit about the changes that come to eight-man football this year. Of course, you have the addition of a class, so you've got D1, D2, and D3, where Twin Loop will compete. But your thoughts on the changes, especially as it relates to the state playoff format now with a 16-team bracket, and also the addition of another regular season game. Your thoughts on some of those changes?
Well, first of all, the three classes in eight-man, I just think it's kind of a sign of the times where participation numbers maybe aren't as good in football as they used to be. And then enrollments aren't as high in school as they were, 30, 40 years ago. And so some of the schools that were C2, maybe 11-man and stuff in the past, have had to move down because of having participation numbers or whatever the reason is. And so I guess the 8-man game welcomed their arms to them and said, yeah, we'll raise the limit of eligible students so you can be eligible to play 8-man football. And so with that in mind, it kind of bumped us down to the third division and class D3, and that's fine. It really isn't going to change the people we play. And to be honest with you, class D3 is going to be pretty tough. There's a lot of schools that have were good last year that have a lot of returning talent. And so, I don't know if D3 is going to be worse than D1 or D2. I mean, over time it probably will be, but this year it's going to be pretty solid, and we're going to be part of that class. So I guess that's my first thing about D3. As far as the 16 teams, when I started coaching, 16 teams made the playoffs, and we had a 9-man schedule, and I kind of like having a 9-man schedule. And to be honest with you, I think it's a good thing. That being said, the last 2 years, we wouldn't have made the playoffs, and we did have first-round upsets in the playoffs. So, that's something to consider, too. But we also would add a ninth game. There aren't as many teams in the class now. There's about 10 fewer teams in the class, so probably the percent of teams making the playoffs is still reasonable. I think if you go 6-3, you're probably in for sure. If you go 5-4, you might have a chance. So I still think there's a good opportunity to make the playoffs for good, solid teams. And then the final thing about the state playoffs, the state championships, we're going to be playing Kearney this year. And Kearney will do a great job of hosting it. Mm-hmm. When they asked me what I thought about it, it said we would play in anywhere. We would play in Gates, Nebraska, if that's where they wanted to have the state championship, and we'd be there ready to go and be proud to be part of that. And so we'll be down. I mean, Memorial Stadium is always nicer, but Cope Stadium will be a great facility and a great venue, and they will do a great job hosting it. And if we were lucky enough to be one of the two teams that played in Kearney this year, we'd be very pleased and happy to do so.
Yeah. Coach, I know that the summer is very important. Talk about some of the things your kids did during the summer, and have you been pleased with the way they've come into fall camp?
Yeah, we always open up the weight room and do some conditioning all summer long. We do it 4 days a week. We offer that to our players, and, the players that wanted to get better were there. We had pretty good participation. We had 21 guys that went to football camp at Shadron State this year. And it's a full contact camp, and we did very well. We're very pleased with that, and we thought we got better and learned some things. And so I am pleased with how they've came in. They're kids that are active and participated in a lot of activities, whether it be baseball or summer basketball or even rodeo, whatever. The kids haven't been just sitting around, and so we've been pleased with the kids as they showed up this fall for campus, for practice, excuse me.
How many total do you have out for the team this year?
We have 26 players out on the team this year, and that's a pretty good number. I'm pretty proud of our participation in Sargent and Loup County. I feel like we get most of the kids that should be playing football are out for football. I'll just say that. We don't have very many kids that walk the hall that don't participate in cross county or football. And so that's good. I'm happy for our participation.
Yeah. Well, Mike, you've got some real solid players returning. We think about the success that you had a year ago. I know you got some guys coming back from that success. I'm always interested in leadership. As you've worked with some of these guys and now guys that maybe you're in are seniors or moving into more of a leadership role, what have you seen from some of those kids as they move into that particular role for you?
Well, I think Jackson and Carter Hall are two kids that lead by example. And out of that pair, I think that Jackson probably is the one that kind of takes control and probably is the one that's a little more vocal. I think they'll be great leaders for our team. I think that Yaya Harris is a natural leader. He'll be a junior. And I think he, just by his personality and the position he plays, he will probably be a leader for us. I don't know if we have anybody that's really, really vocal, but those are guys that just, when they say something, kids are going to listen, they're going to follow them. And, you know, they need to lead by example, and they do. And so I'm happy with what those three have brought to the table. I think that Luke Monharis is a kid that could be a good leader, but he's a little bit quieter, but he does everything right all the time. And if you're watching, he'd be a good guy to follow. So we got some kids that are going to be able to lead, and I'm not really worried about that. I think they'll do a good job.
Mike, as you've been working through fall camp in the first days of it, what are some of the things that have impressed you about what you've seen from the team so far?
Well, first of all, I think we're long and athletic. You know, we have a lot of kids. We have probably about 12 kids that are 6 foot to 6 foot three, 180 pounds to 215 pounds. And that's a good thing to have. They're long and athletic and they move, and now they have some experience. I think we're going to be good on defense. I just think that we're going to be able to run and cover, and we're pretty fast in a lot of positions. I think our defense is going to be pretty salty. And then offensively, you know, we've got two kids back that didn't get to play a lot of football last year because of injuries, and that would be Jackson Hall and Luke Monharis. They got to play about maybe a total of four quarters last year because of injury. It's great to have those guys back because they're dynamic and they're great players. And then we also had a transfer, Zevin Wolf, to come in from Central Valley. He's 6 foot three and a half, 215 pounds. He's athletic. And so we're going to be able to spread the ball out between those three receivers and our three or four backs that we're going to be playing this year. We're going to be pretty diverse, and that's been impressive as well. We definitely are not going to be one-dimensional. That'll be good about this team.
Mike, got to ask you about your staff. Who do you have helping you out this year?
Okay, so I have the same staff I've had for about the last 3 or 4 years. Zane Young is my assistant, my senior assistant coach and defensive coordinator. Levi Likens takes care of the offensive line and helps out with the defensive backs. And Mike Moses is helps out with running backs and is going to help me out on offense and help me that way. So those are my three assistant coaches.
Well, Mike, it's always great to visit with you each and every year, and we wish you and the team the best of luck as we follow you in 2026.
Well, thank you. We appreciate KBBN's support and coverage. Thank you very much.